It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey everybody, this is Glenn Coble, and you are tuned in to Swap Shop. And we had a great first couple of hours with the Family Feud going nuts. Those people were going crazy answering the questions. We did a really good job. Got most of them out there, and I've given you the answers to the questions, so we're going to pass on going back to them. This is Swap Shop. What we do here, you call in and you tell us what you're trying to sell. Let's say you're trying to sell a toaster. And you call in, you say, I've got a toaster. It's white. Has four slots for toast. I'd like to get $5 for it. My phone number is X. And that's what you do. And we will put it on the air, and hopefully somebody will give you a call. So you have to make sure you give us your phone number. You don't have to give a price. You can haggle with the person on the phone, but, you know, it usually helps if you give them a starting price. Call us up, give your phone number, give us what you have to sell, and we'll put it on. Now, if you have a, let's say you have a flea market going on at a church or something like that, we'll be glad to announce that. If you have a yard sale at your house, we'll be glad to announce that. So call us up and tell us about those things. As a matter of fact, we have several people that have, or several places that have sent in things for the show. If you want to send us an announcement that's coming up, send it to, you can either put Swap Shop on her or just WWGH. The address is 523 South Prospect here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. So it's 523 South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio, 43302. We'll be glad to put them on the air for you. We've got several of them here. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, this is the 17th today, and tomorrow on the 18th, Tallgrass Trail is announcing they're having kids at the park from 10 to 11:30 a.m. And the kids are going to, it's for the, you know, preschool age kids. They're going to go on a hike. And they're doing that at Tallgrass Trail. By the way, if you want more information about it, you can call 740-223-4161. That's the number for Tallgrass Trail. 740-223-4161. All right, we also have Richland Road Church of Christ. They're having their monthly free food giveaway this Saturday, day after tomorrow. That's the Richland Road Church of Christ. You stop there, and they'll help you out. If you're a little bit down on your luck, you need a little bit of free food, stop by there at the Richland Road Church of Christ between the time of, starting at 9 a.m., and that'll be on June 19th. That's this coming Saturday. Also, we have Tiffin Flea Market. And the Tiffin Flea Market Will be July 3rd and 4th. That's interesting that they're having that on the 4th. But the flea market is the 3rd and the 4th. The 3rd, which is a Saturday, will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the 4th is Sunday. It'll be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's at the Seneca County Fairgrounds. And the admission is free. Now, you can't beat that, right? Also, we have... let's see here, a notification. Upper Sandusky Farmers Market is held every Saturday in June from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the park in Upper Sandusky. So we've got places all over the place offering things to do. I like things to do in the middle of the summer. I'm trying to convince my wife to let me buy an RV so I can do things from my RV. We used to have one. I sold it. What a dummy I was. Oh, well. All right. Let's see. What was I going to? Oh, we're going to start Swap Shop. So give us a call. The number is 740-383-9944. If you have anything you want to get out in the market and try and sell, including yard sales or nonprofit events that you want to announce on the air. And the number again, 740-383-9944. As usual, we also do a little bit of trivia during Swap Shop. We know that things are a little slow, even now, even with things opening up from the COVID. We still are, some weeks are real heavy, and other weeks are really slow on Swap Shop. So I always have some trivia to do. And we're going to talk about the summer this next 40 minutes, right? Next 38 minutes, actually. Talking about summer. Because summer is right around the corner. Do you know... Oh, wait a minute. We got a phone call. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning, Glenn. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm about half.
Okay.
About half.
Well, we'll try and perk that up a little bit here.
Why are you so low? I can hear you good on the radio, but I can't hear you on the phone.
Well, I don't know. That's kind of interesting. I don't know how I can turn the phone up.
I don't know what's about your phone, but it ain't very loud at all.
I'm sorry. Is it better now?
Yeah, you're getting better, yeah.
And that's as high as I can go with it. So,
hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
I'm having a... Can I put a garage sale on?
Sure. Absolutely.
I have a garage sale... Could have a yard sale, but it's supposed to rain, so
okay.
But I leave it in the garage.
Okay.
I'm having a garage sale Friday and Saturday.
Okay, Friday and Saturday.
And I have got, Glenn, I have got some, a bunch of pocket knives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take your pick for whatever.
Sure.
And I got some old pocket watches.
Ooh. I'd like to see those.
Now, these are not 29-cent watches.
Oh, I'm sure
these
of that.
These are the old railroad watches. Most of them are.
Real ones.
And they all run just tremendously.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'll sell them all together, or I'll you buy either one you want or whatever.
That's kind of cool.
If you're a collector or collecting old watches or want an old watch, goes back in time.
It might be a nice gift to a younger man.
So, and I've got a number of things.
Okay.
I've got some. Oh, I got an old clock.
Uh-huh.
Mantle clock.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it's an old one.
Uh-huh.
It runs. People's collecting old clocks.
Mm-hmm.
And Glenn, I got something else. You might remember these. I don't know whether you do or not.
I'm pretty old.
I've got a crank. Churn. It's a small one. It ain't a big one.
I don't remember those, but I do know what you're talking about.
You crank it, you know. Yeah, I imagine you've seen them back in time.
Sure, sure.
This I've got one at my work. Fine.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, mint condition.
Good.
And I've got a number of things.
Okay. Give us your address and we'll
just
try to get
stop
some...
by. If anybody be interested, just stop by and take a look.
Okay.
and you know, or call whatever. I can fill them in more on it. And okay. My number is 740-382-0383.
Do you want to give your address in case they want to just stop by?
Yeah, 465 Wilson Avenue.
Wilson.
Right, just down from the cable company. I'm on a cable.
Okay, I know where you are.
On Greenwood.
I go by your house quite often.
On Wilson Avenue.
Yep.
That's not Wilson Street. They're Wilson Street. This is Wilson Avenue.
Okay.
Right off of Greenwood going east.
Right. All right, well, I'll try and get some
and
people.
Wait a minute, Glenn. Oh. I got another
sure.
deal out there for contractors. Somebody's in the business for iron, steel, pipe. Anything in the iron business, stairway business, or headrail business, and so on and so forth, call this guy.
Okay.
If he's got something maybe you might could use.
Okay.
And his number is
sure.
740-360-0468.
Okay, let me read this back to you because you gave me a lot of stuff. You're going to have a garage sale on Friday and Saturday, and you're a little concerned. It might rain, so it's going to be in a garage, but
yep.
it might be in the yard if it's really pretty.
yep.
You've got knives. And
hey, something else I got.
Okay.
I got a couple bicycles. I got an old antique bicycle, and I got a brand new bicycle. Somebody needs a new bicycle.
Okay.
We'll probably take the highest bidder.
Okay. Very good.
It's a nice one. It's nice. It's brand new, and it ain't got 100 feet on it.
Okay.
I mean, it just hadn't been used. Period.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, let me read this back to you so I know I have everything right. You've got knives. You got pockets watches that run. You got those two bikes, an old one.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, Glenn, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I moved away from the phone.
Now I turn the radio on. Now go ahead.
Okay, I've got you've got knives, pocket watches that run,
yeah,
bikes,
they're,
old
they're,
and new.
They're the jewel
yeah.
top watches. You
okay.
know what I'm talking about? The old watches back.
Sure. And
okay,
you got
yeah.
Mantle clock you're trying to get rid of.
Yep.
You have a crank churn.
Yep.
You're having this garage sale on Friday and Saturday at 465 Wilson Avenue. And if people want to call and ask you about stuff, they can call 740-382-0383. Is that right for your stuff? And then I've got the contractor guy.
That's right.
Okay, and this gentleman is trying to get rid of iron and steel and pipe. He's looking for contractors. Maybe you're putting in the railings and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Calls.
He got a bunch of that.
Okay.
So, call him and
see, yeah.
if they got something new. Call him and see if he ain't got something they can fix him up with.
Okay. 740-360-0468. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. We'll try and get somebody to give you calls.
Okay. Thank you very
Excellent.
Much, Glenn.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We got lots of things going on here. Let me reread this to you. So just in case you're interested, he's got a garage sale going on Friday and Saturday. That's, tomorrow and the next day. He has, from what I understand, he has lots of different pocket watches. They run. They all run. He's got lots of knives. I know I've heard that as well. And he told us new things today. He's got an old bike. It's kind of an antique-y bike. And a brand new bike that he's looking to sell. He also has a mantle clock that he's looking to sell. And a crank churn. Both of those things are kind of antique-y. And the yard sale is going to be, garage sale, whichever it turns out to be, is going to be at 465 Wilson Avenue. If you have any questions about stuff, give him a call, 740-382-0383. And he also has a contractor friend that has iron and steel and pipe and railing type stuff. So if you're looking for any of that type of stuff, his number is 740-360-0468. And I'll give you both those phone numbers One more time. The garage sales phone number, 740-382-0383, and that's at 465 Wilson Avenue. And then the contractor, the iron, the steel, the pipe, 740-360-0468. Hope you can find something there that you can use. And we're talking, we're at Swap Shop. You're listening to WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble. And we're kind of talking about summertime trivia. Just to kill some time. You know that it's kind of interesting. A lot of people think that summertime starts you know, midnight on the day of the 21st. Well, it's not necessarily true. The summer solstice starts this year in the Northern Hemisphere, here in Marion. It starts on the 20th at 11:32 p.m. on the 20th. And the way they figure that is when the sun actually reaches the highest zenith that it's going to get to on the globe. So if on that at that exact moment, that'll be as high as the sun gets. All right, let's go to the phone again. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
That's me.
This is the guy on Wilson Avenue.
Yeah.
You read my phone number there, and did I understand you to say 740-383?
No. At least, if I did say that, that was my dyslexia jumping in there. But I'll read it again to the folks several times.
It's 382.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down, so I hope I said it right, but I may not have.
I thought sure you said 383. That's really why I called you back. So, okay.
Okay, thanks. And I'll read it a couple more times this morning.
All right,
and, bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. I am having troubles today, and let's see here. I got to make sure I hit the right buttons here to turn people off and on. All right. No, and let me read that again, just in case I did read it wrong. He's got his garage sale going on Friday and Saturday, and it's at 465 Wilson Avenue, and the number is 740-382-0383, and I may have said 383. I may have said the wrong number because that would be the prefix to our phone number here at the radio station. Okay, let's go to the phone again. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, I don't even know if we can advertise this, but am I allowed to advertise looking for someone to do some drywall repair to our house?
I think you can. Let's give it a try. If the FCC comes and takes me away, will you pay the fine for me?
Absolutely.
Let's give it a try. What are you looking for?
Alrighty. I'm looking. We got around 7 sheets that need to be repaired in our kitchen. They've already come down.
Oh.
And we got the drywall. We got the screws. We got the tape. Everything needed. And we got 2 bathrooms upstairs. It looks like each wall is probably going to need a sheet in each bathroom. And that is not tore out. Then in one of the bathrooms, the closet, someone tore out the drywall to fix a pipe, and that's going to need to be repaired with drywall. We'd like to have it back the way it was.
So now are you looking for not only a drywaller, but a guy that can provide the drywall? Or
no, we got
it.
We got all the drywall, the screws, and tape, and everything needed. The person we had working on it just made things worse. So.
Okay. I've heard that story before.
Yeah, but anyway, the kitchen ceiling, the drywall is down, the screws are out. This needs to be put in place, and the couple bathroom walls.
Gotcha.
About a sheet apiece, I would say, then a little closet area in the bathroom.
Okay.
And the number they can call is
740-396-1829.
And today they can only call after 7 p.m.
Okay.
She works until 7 p.m.
Okay.
And tomorrow you can call after 5 p.m.
Okay.
But anyway.
Okay.
I mean, they could try calling, leaving a message during the day.
How about on Saturday if they can't?
Oh, anytime Saturday.
Anytime Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, just today and tomorrow, the days are a little longer.
Understand.
Today.
Yep. Some of us have to work, right?
That's right, and that's what she's doing. But anyway, they can call and try to leave a message, but, you know, we need somebody who can do a good job and, you know, not try to screw over us.
Okay, yeah, unfortunately that happens occasionally. All right, we'll put it on the line again a couple more times today, and maybe we can get somebody for you.
Thank you very much.
All right, let me give you that number back to make sure I copied it down right. 740-396-1829.
It sure is, Glenn.
Okay.
That's correct.
We'll ask. We'll see what we can do.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Yeah, we're starting to get a lot of people, and I think we can do that. I don't think I have a rule that says I can't try and find somebody a workman. So what he's looking for is basically a drywaller. And he's even got the screws, the tape, the drywall. He's ready to go. He just needs somebody that knows how to do it. And it's not an easy task. I've drywalled things before. The first couple of times I tried it, I was really bad. After a while, you kind of get used to how to do it. But anyway, he's looking for a drywaller. You don't even have to bring the drywall. He's got them ready to go to work on a kitchen or a couple of bathrooms. The number to call, 740-396-1829, and that after 7 p.m. today or 5 p.m. tomorrow or all day on Saturday, okay? 740-396-1829. Now, you have my reputation in your hands, so don't call them up if you can't do a good job, okay? All right. I hope you can help him out there. All right. Bye. And we were talking about summer. Summer starts at 11:32 p.m. This coming on the 20th, on the night of the 20th. It doesn't last very long on the 20th, only 28 minutes, but it starts on the 20th this year. Sometimes it starts on the 21st, sometimes it starts on the 20th. Okay? Did you know that there are three zodiac signs of in the months for summer? The signs are Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. And if you believe all that stuff, I've got a bridge in. Well, never mind. All right. That was one of my questions on here. I'm sorry. Do you know what the best barbecue meat throughout the what the most popular barbecue meat is during summer? I would have thought it was brisket or maybe steaks or something like that. Hot dogs. Hot dogs are the number one choice for barbecues. I guess I understand that because they're nice and cheap and they're really fast, right? And they do taste really good over a barbecue. All right. Let's go back tell you about the garage sale. We've got a gentleman that has a garage sale going on Friday or Saturday, Friday and Saturday. He's got knives galore. He's got pocket watches, you know, the antique pocket watches that really run, that are really good. He's got an older bike, you know, like a semi, well, not an antique bike, but an older bike. He also has a brand new, it's never been driven 100 feet. So he's got a brand new bike for sale. He's got a clock, a mantle clock. He's got a crank churn, and his number is 740-382-0383. All right, let's go to the phone. We got another phone caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, this guy just called about drywall.
Yeah.
I forgot one more thing. We also needed help. We had someone install kitchen counters.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're not level. They need help. And they're brand new ones, but they're definitely installed. So maybe someone knows something about kitchen counters also.
Okay. So you really need a handyman that's not going to work you over.
Right on.
Yeah. And I told him when I announced it the last time, I said, you've got my reputation in your hands, so make it good.
And I appreciate it. I heard that. I wanted to call you back and tell you thank you. I appreciate that.
No, thank you. People ought to take care of other people that if they're going to do that sort of thing. All right, we'll mention it. The kitchen counters, you need them straightened up.
Yeah, brand new ones, but they're small, but they're definitely off.
Okay, I'll mention it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
yeah, I've been there. After 75 years of life, I've had several opportunities where people have taken advantage of me. Sometimes they're taking advantage of you. Sometimes they're just not good at their job, right? All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. And but that garage sale, by the way, I gave you the phone number. Let me do that again, though. 740-382-0383. 740-382-0383 for the garage sale, and it's on 465 Wilson Avenue. That's right over there by what is the name of that company that gives us our television? Spectrum. It's right over there by that office. And he also has a friend. If you're a contractor and you need iron, or you need steel, or you need pipes, or railings, that type of stuff, he's got an opportunity to get those to you at a good price. 740-360-0468. 740-360-0468. All right, and then this last gentleman that called in twice, that's okay. We all forget when we get on the radio, we forget something, and he did. He's looking for a drywaller, a guy that can straighten out kind of a messed up job, okay? He needs drywall done in the kitchen, and he needs a couple of bathrooms taken care of as far as drywall goes. He had somebody, so he's got all the stuff that you need. He's got the screws and the tape and the drywall, but the person wasn't doing a very good job, so he needs somebody that'll do a good job, okay? Please. Like I said earlier, you've got my reputation in your hand. The number there, oh, and he also has kitchen counters. Must have had the same guy working on the kitchen counters, because they're not straight and they're not level, and they're new. He just needs somebody that's able to adjust those things at a decent price. So call 740-396-1829. 740-396-1829. Don't do it yet. Wait until after 7 p.m. today, or 5 p.m. tomorrow, or all day on Saturday. So help that guy out. He needs somebody to help him out. I can't help him out. I have a hard time seeing straight, let alone putting drywall straight and kitchen cabinets. So I hope you're having a good day. We had a great morning with our family feud. Let's see if we got any more questions about summer that might be fun to ask. Which season is proven to be the most joyous season of all seasons? Now, I would have thought winter because of Christmas, but no, summer is. Summer is considered the most joyous season, and I understand that. I remember as a little guy, trying to remember when school let out. When I was a little guy, I think school let out somewhere around the 1st of June, and it went till probably Labor Day, and so I really look forward to summer, and so therefore summer was my most joyous season. Now, my folks might have been different, because it was hot, and I don't know. Anyway, it says right here that summer is the most joyous season. So I'm going with it. Which of the former U.S. presidents, which of the former U.S. President Barack Obama's daughters was born on the 4th of July? I didn't know this. Malia Obama was born on the 4th of July. I didn't know he had a daughter born in the 4th of July. I think she's the younger one of the two. I'm not positive of that, but I think she is. All right. I hope you're having a good day. I hope you'll have a great weekend. Now, one of our callers said we're supposed to have bad weather this weekend. I'm going to look that up for us and see what my phone tells me. Yeah, it says Friday 70% chance of rain, Saturday 50% chance of rain, but on Sunday it's going to be a nice day. I guess Sunday is going to be the day that my wife and I go up to Lake Erie. We just want to have a road trip, a day trip, and we might head up there. Okay, it's going to be 86 degrees on Sunday. It's going to be in the 80s for the next 4 days. Then, wow, Tuesday, the high is 68. It really drops off there. Maybe that rain cools everything down. I don't know. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, and I'm Glenn Coble. I'm glad you called. And I'm glad you're listening. And we had a great morning this morning with all sorts of people answering some rather silly questions. Here's a good question about summer. Two vegetables experience higher sales in August than during all the months of the year in the U.S. What vegetables are they? Well, I know one of them. You're all going to get that. We live in Ohio. You can't miss this one. Corn, of course. But I was a little surprised to see the second one, squash. I'm not a big squash fan. Maybe that's the reason why. But I do have a couple of zucchinis growing in my garden, though. No corn, though. I've tried to grow corn. Have you ever tried to grow corn in a little raised bed? It doesn't work so well. Every time I do it, the corn is really small, non-edible. It's kind of decorative, but I sure wouldn't want to eat it. So I quit doing the corn. One of the things, I was watching one of my gardening shows, and one of the things the guy said, if you grow something and it doesn't work, and then you grow it a second year and it doesn't work, give up. It's not worth it. You can go to a grocery store and buy it cheaper than putting all the money and stuff into trying to get it to grow. All right. What vitamin can you get from direct sunlight? Well, if you'd asked my wife, she would have answered it by now. She knows all that stuff. Vitamin D. Vitamin D is gives you, you get that directly from the sun. That's good to know. I don't know what vitamin D does for you, but it's good to know that you get it directly from the sun. Be careful, though, if you're out there, because you can get bad stuff from the sun as well, like melanoma and things like that. So wear a hat and use some sunblock while you're out. My grandfather did not. He was a doctor. He should have known better, and he got not bad cases of melanoma, but I remember seeing all those spots that he had to have. I don't know if they burned them off or cut them off or whatever. Ugh, hated that. I felt so bad for Grandpa. And so I'm a little bit more careful. I wasn't as careful as I should have been when I was young. So I keep an eye on my kind of thinly haired scalp. That's a nice word for being bald. I'm not totally bald. I'm better than my dad. Anyway, here's another summer question. In which year was Don Henley's nostalgic song, The Boys of Summer, released? In what year was that? Do you remember? Just a hint. It was not this year. All right. It was in 1984. That seems like a long time ago. And I guess it was a long time ago. But as you get older, the time just seems to be compressed for some reason. I don't know why that is. Anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We're here on WWGH. Here's another question for summertime. Which summertime smell is said to elicit happy memories in humans? What smell do you think No, it's not rotting fish. I remember one, we used to live over just about 10 miles south of Lake Michigan, and there was a fish that was very, I think it was added to Lake Michigan or the Great Lakes to curb some other fish or help some other fish, alewives. And they came up on the beach and died. I mean, you needed a snow shovel to get them off the beach. There were that many. And we would go up and help my Uncle Jim, who had has a cottage on Lake Michigan. And we'd go up there and help him get rid of those alewives. Oh, the smell was horrible. But the smell that elicits happy memories in human beings, it's the smell of freshly cut grass. I'll go along with that. I like the smell of... The problem I don't like is having to go cut it the next week. Every week I have to cut that stupid stuff. And I don't do like all my neighbors do. I don't fertilize. I just let it... I like clover. I don't mind dandelions as long as it doesn't completely cover the lawn. I used to weed and feed, but I don't do that anymore. We just decided it wasn't good for the animals, and so we didn't do it. But anyway, I do like the smell of freshly cut grass, and I think it smells better if you leave the clover in it. It's better for the bees. The bees like it. All right, here's another question. In the good old summertime, by George Evans and Wren Schelds. It was composed by those two and published in which year, do you think? In the good old summertime. You remember that? Good old summertime? 1902. That was even before my father and mother were born. And I'm old. Oh, me. All right, let me get back to what we've got already on Swap Shop. We have the Tiffin Flea Market, which will be on July 3rd and 4th, going from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. It's absolutely free. It's up at the Seneca County Fairgrounds, and it's free, so head on up that way. We also have the Richland Road Church of Christ. They're having their monthly free food giveaway this coming Saturday, which is June 19th, at 9 a.m., or starting at 9 a.m. We also have Upper Sandusky Farmers Market. They're going to be open on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the park in Upper Sandusky. And don't forget to take your little kiddos out to Tallgrass Trail on the 18th. They're having kiddos at the park, and they're going to have a hike for preschool age kids. So that ought to be fun. We've got a garage sale. A gentleman's got a garage sale going on Friday and Saturday at 465 Wilson Avenue. This is a garage sale on Friday and Saturday, 465 Wilson Avenue. He's got knives and pocket watches. He's got an old and a new bike, brand new bike. He's got a clock, a mantle clock. He's got a crank churn. He's got all sorts of stuff. But those are just some of the highlights. It's 465 Wilson Avenue. If you want to give him a call, 740-382-0383. He also has a friend who's a contractor, I guess, but who has iron and steel and pipe and railing, that sort of thing. He's got that for sale. If you need any of that, give this gentleman a call, 740-360-0468. That's 740-360-0468. Also, a gentleman just called in. He's looking for a drywaller, somebody that can put in drywall and do it right. right? He's got a kitchen and a couple of bathrooms he needs redone. He's got all the drywall. He's got the screws. He's got the tape. He's ready to go. The previous person just didn't get it in right. He also has some kitchen counters that need to be adjusted. You need to be straightened up. You don't want a kitchen counter that your eggs will roll off of, right? That's not good. That puts egg on your floor. Okay, so if you can help him out on either one of those, a drywaller or somebody that can repair kitchen counters. Now, the kitchen counters are new. They just were put in a little bit off-kilter. All right, call this number after 7 p.m. today or 5 p.m. tomorrow or all day on Saturday, 740-396-1829. That's after 7 today, after 5 tomorrow, and all day on Saturday, and help that those folks out, okay? All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. We had several people calling in today. Good day for Swap Shop. It's getting better and better now that we've gotten a little bit rid of this COVID crud. I've got both of my shots. I'm a happy camper. My wife has both of hers. Everybody in my family, they're all shot. We have one person that hasn't gotten his shot yet, my son-in-law out in North Carolina. As soon as he gets his shot, then Grandma's going to come out and say hi to the grandkids. But she won't go out there until he gets a shot. So anyway, that's, you know, personal preference. Let's see. What was the most traditional way to make pink lemonade? The most traditional way. Well, by adding a few drops of beet juice to regular lemonade. I've never heard of that, adding beet juice. I suppose it's just like adding a couple drops of food coloring to your lemonade. But a couple drops of beet juice sounds a little bit more healthy. Okay, that's how you make your lemonade look pink. It's kind of like making your beer green, except for I don't think you can get green beets, but you can put a couple drops of green food coloring in. It seems to flatten the taste, though, to me. Okay, the summer's dog days are named after whom? Cirrus, the dog star. That's kind of interesting. I didn't know that, and I'm going to have to look further into that one because I have no idea who Cirrus the dog star is. Hey, let me go over. We've only got about 3 minutes left to go. Let me go back over the things that are for sale. We've got a garage sale on Friday and Saturday. The gentleman has knives. He has pocket watches. He's got a brand new bike, and an older bike. He's got a mantle clock. He's got a crank churn. And the way he makes it sound, he's got everything under the sun that you need. And it's going to be on Friday and Saturday at 465 Wilson Avenue. His phone number, in case you want to ask him what other things he's got to sell, 740-382-0383. All right, and then he's got a friend who's a contractor who has iron, he has steel, he has pipe, he's got railings, all to sell. And if you need any of that, give this gentleman a call at 740-360-0468. That's 740-360-0468. Then I got a guy that's looking for somebody that's handy with doing drywall. Doesn't want him just handy. He wants him to be good at it. He already had somebody that thought he was handy at it. So he needs somebody to kind of repair some damage that was done. He's got the drywall. He's got the tape. He's got the screws and everything. He has a kitchen that needs some work. He has a couple of bathrooms that need work. He also apparently hired the same guy to do his kitchen counters because he needs those straightened up, and they're new as well, but they need to be repaired and redone. after 7 p.m. today or after 5 p.m. tomorrow or all day on Saturday, call this number. You ready? 740-396-1829. 740-396-1829. Well, we're about ready to get out of here. Thank you very much for listening both to our family feud earlier today, which went completely bonkers. We couldn't get off the phone. And thank you also for helping us have a very successful swap shop. And I'm going to list this one other thing. The Richland Road Church of Christ is having their monthly free food giveaway this Saturday, June the 19th at 9 a.m. Hey, have a great day. Have a good weekend. And thanks for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio.